In honor of the upcoming holiday of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah, I just wanted to share a quick idea, dedicate this for the Refuah Shlema of Rivka Chana bas Sipora and Avadina bas Sterna, Avram Simcha ben Mali, and Chaim Baruch ben Rachel Malka. They should all have Refuah Shlema. So we've been on this long trek of holidays. We started with the preparatory month of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, through the 10 days of repentance, Day of Atonement, and then we have the holiday of Sukkot. And all through that, different focuses on different aspects of our growth. And then we come to this holiday of Sukkot. One of the things that stands out, that's unique about this holiday, was the nature of the sacrifices. Usually, we find that whatever the holiday is, that there's a certain consistency, that the sacrifices have whatever the animals that are brought, they seem to be consistent throughout the holiday. The one holiday that we have a little bit of a difference is that of Sukkot, that each day, the number of bulls that are brought changes, and that through the seven-day holiday, a total of 70 bulls were brought, so that it starts with 12 the first day and then goes down, giving us a total of 70. And the idea is that this is to reflect the fact that there's a certain universal aspect to the holiday of Sukkot, and we are also addressing not just ourselves, but the nations of the world. And so there is this aspect of that of the holiday of Sukkot. When it comes to Shmini Atzeret, though, we see that the whole thing changes. That's completely removed, and we have a very simplified sacrifice relative or compared to the prior 7 days. And that really reflects what the feeling of this time period is, and that is that after going through all this process and then having this tremendous celebration of the final of the three legs of the major holidays of Passover, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, that we've come to the end. We're still in this time of joy, of Zman Simchasenu, but there's a little bit of a difference because we're about to leave, and then Hashem, so to speak, says to us, stay with me one more day. And that there's this idea of it's just us and Hashem, and at the same time also, we remove all the props, and it's just us. It's us and Hashem. And therefore, it's in a sense reflected by the fact that now they're no longer the 70 bulls or any of the other, but rather it's just us and Hashem. And so, what's interesting is that this idea of Simchat Torah, that where we finish the annual reading of the Torah and we celebrate that the idea that we would now add in on our own this custom of Simchat Torah into the Shmini Atzeret celebration is a very interesting idea, because what we're basically saying is here we are, it's just us and Hashem, and in that mindset, what are we going to do? We say we're going to celebrate Simchat Torah, because in a certain sense, what we're saying is that we recognize the fact that when we're with Hashem, it's just us, the two of us together, that the Torah becomes that much more of a focal point or a focus, because we recognize the fact that Hashem, in His Torah, when He gave it over to us, we say that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Ana Nafshi Ksivas Yehivas. That in that word of Anochi, that when Hashem said, "I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim," the "I" is an identifier, but it's Anochi, and in that we say it's an Anotrikon, that the four letters of Anochi stand for one of the messages is that God, in a sense, embedded himself in the Torah. And so what better way for us to, as we walk away from this long period of getting closer, repentance, and working towards that relationship with Hashem, that now when Hashem says, stay with me one more day, well, we turn around and we say, we're going to celebrate with you, but we're going to celebrate with the joy of rejoicing of with the Torah, because of all the things that really, you know, I guess what you would say captures the special relationship that we have with Hashem. It's that of our relationship with the Torah, because within that we're able to connect to Hashem in the deepest way possible. And so therefore, as we leave and as we spend that last one day, we do it with Simchat Torah. We do it with celebration. We rejoice with Hashem's Torah, because with that, it's a major point of connection for the two of us. And therefore, as we kind of part ways and we spend that one very special last moment together, what we're really saying is that this is what it's all about, is that we take this with us. It's not something that we forget, but rather we're going forward and we take with us, and we realize, we celebrate the highlight of all of this work is the eighth day. It's the day of the pure joy. We realize that we are so deeply connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem, and with His Torah. And we take that and we say, oh, I have this incredible relationship, and now let's go into the rest of the year, and let's go to the highest, highest heights by connecting deeper and deeper with Hashem and His Torah. Wishing everybody a tremendously joyous holiday. All the best.